Would you love to give up work and travel the world? Well, it's a dream that's come true for Julie and Jason Buckley. Back in 2011, the couple decided to take a career break and they'd intended to travel for a year in a motorhome. But they managed their savings rather well and stayed in free places rather than paying for campsites in a lot of cases. So they managed to stretch their budget and travel for 2 years. They stopped spending money as well and invested their remaining cash in property and shares so they can now travel on their income of £15,000 a year. The couple have documented their travels around the Baltic, the Med and around Morocco online.
When we first set off in 2011, everybody in the office is like, oh, where are you going to go? Like this. And we were like, well, we'll get to Calais and we'll turn right. And the faces are like, but you've not booked anything? You've not got a plan? We're like, no, we'll turn right and see where the road takes us.
Julie says they have plans to see the rest of the world in the future.
There's plenty of time to do it all, but we do have our sights set on more exotic destinations further afield. But at the moment, while we've got Charlie, our dog, with us, we're quite happy to stick to Europe because he's not a big fan of flying. So he can come everywhere with us in Europe, North Africa, in the motorhome. So while he's still enjoying the beaches of Europe, we'll keep to Europe until such point. Then we'll look at maybe going and doing a van swap with people in Australia or America and do a similar sort of thing. But they come over and use our van in the UK. We go over and use their van abroad.
I never knew there was such a thing. Is there some kind of like house swapping organisation for swapping vans and motorhomes?
I don't know. I think there's organisations, but we know friends who've done it privately.
Out of all of their travels, Julie remembers a place in Croatia most fondly.
Zadar. And we're sat on the seafront and there's a sea organ. I don't know if you've heard about it. So they've built a promenade. As the sea laps underneath this promenade, it sends air up into tubes and it plays a tune. And it was a baking hot day and we were just sitting there and there's a very slight breeze and the boat's going up and down and they were just playing this tune and it's almost nature singing to you.
Julie recommends travelling with a dog. Taking their 9-year-old Charlie has enhanced their travels.
A lot of places, travelling with a pet, it actually makes the experience. We were in Venice and the harbour master came over to talk to us because he has the same breed of dog and he's chatting with us. And so people will come up and talk to you because he's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, so he's not that common outside of sort of UK, France, Germany. Once you get further afield, they love him. I mean, when we were in Morocco and Tunisia, they thought he was a cat because their dogs are generally stray dogs. They don't have a little fluffy thing.
You can read Julie and Jason's blog at ourtour.co.uk. You can also find an e-book containing their first year of blog posts there too. And you can hear more of this interview on our website over the next few weeks.